Welcome to Folks Over for Christmas at Utah Public Radio. I'm Kirsten Swanson.
And I'm Jessica Sonderegger. This week, we invited some of Utah's wonderful folk musicians to join us in studio to share with us some of their own music and Christmas arrangements, and we are so excited to share them with you.
Hoodoo is an emerging Americana band based in Logan with sounds that honor the past with a modern twist.
They joined us in studio to record an original arrangement of Old King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. And bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither, thou and I will see him dine. When we bear him thither, page and monarch forth they went together.
That was Good King Wenceslas, arranged by Megan Simper, performed by Hoodoo, featuring Megan Simper on guitar, Hillary Murray on mandolin, and Kramer Dahl on bass.
Love of folk and acoustic music has brought us together tonight. Our next selections come from a duo who came together and found love through the music. Kate and Kyle Pfeiffer joined us in studio and shared with us how they met.
Before we started dating, we sang a song together, and that's how I knew.
Oh.
That is, yeah. That's how I knew she was the one.
That's how you...
Okay, wait.
I did, yes. That's exactly how I knew she was the one.
Okay.
No. We sang a song. It sounded great. And I was like, that's it. That's
the story. No, we didn't sing a lot before. When we were engaged, we did.
Okay.
So, I don't
But now we sing together all the time, so. Right? Shower, kitchen, whatever.
Wherever you sing together.
The car.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Exactly.
The car, yep. All the time.
Lots of car singing. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight. Glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing Alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the heavens looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby waits. The little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky, and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
We just heard Kate and Kyle Piper with Away in a Manger, and before that, Silent Night. This next is an arrangement of O Come All Ye Faithful, performed by Emily Susan Pack and Jet Fessler. When they joined us in studio, they talked about Christmas music and how this arrangement came to be.
I especially enjoy Emily's take on the holiday season and the redemption she's had in performing a Christmas song with Jet.
I love Christmas music, and sometimes I feel, like, embarrassed for liking it so much, because to everyone else it's like sound they hear at the grocery store and they're like, oh, I can't wait for it to be off, but I like savor every second of it. So it's really cool to play a Christmas song with Jet, who doesn't really like Christmas music usually. But to see, like, I don't know, it makes me feel like kind of validated for liking it nice. On a regular basis.
I'm not really religious. And so this song is, it's really awesome because I love the melody of it and it just sticks in my head.
That was O Come All Ye Faithful with Jett Fessler on guitar and vocals and Emily Susan Pack on piano. Jett Fessler and his wife Riley were both born and raised in Utah. Now residing in Logan, they fittingly chose Born and Raised by John Mayer to do for us in studio. Riley told us that this is the song that got her into folk and acoustic music, she explains.
And it's a song about, growing up and kind of when you wake up in the morning one day and realize that you are supposed to be grown up and kind of what that means and how to deal with that. This song came into my life when I was maybe 23 years old or 22. I was feeling all of these feelings about being grown up and I felt like my life wasn't where it was supposed to be or what, you know, where I expected it to be or where other people expected it to be. And so it was really meaningful to have somebody put it into words things I never realized that I was feeling. And then John Mayer just did.
Born and raised, locks of brown and streaks of gray. I was brought up in brighter days. It's good to say now I'm born and raised. Born and raised. In half the time I'll be twice my age. Better learn how to turn the page. 'Cause time is strange when you're born and raised. locks of brown and streaks of gray. I was brought up in brighter days. It's nice to say now I'm born and raised. Now I'm born and raised. Now I'm born and raised.
That was Born and Raised by John Mayer, performed by Jett and Riley Fessler. Now let's return to Emily Susan Pack, whom we heard on piano with O Come All Ye Faithful. This time, we'll hear an original composition from her.
It's called So Easy. So I come from like kind of a comedic background, and this song was basically, it started as a sketch idea of this person like hiding like tiny bottles of alcohol around during a family Christmas party. So the song kind of explores this person finding alcohol around the house. It's so charming.
When the kids have gone away, I'll reach into old Frosty to fish out some rosé for this very special day. It's gonna be so easy to get drunk this Christmas. Don't touch the manger scene. Me and those three wise men make an extra special team with a splash of grenadine. It's gonna be so easy to get drunk this Christmas. A bottle in my coat, a bottle in my boot, yeah. I'm by the mistletoe, and that's a bottle too, Santa. I'll give you milk and cookies, babe, if you just bring me booze. You're asking me to stop. I've got you one better. There's some cinnamony schnapps inside Aunt Judy's sweater. It's gonna be so easy to get drunk this Christmas. A bottle in the stocking, a bottle in the tree, yeah. A bottle for your present, babe, but that don't bother me. If you can get me hammered, babe, then Santa, I believe. The candlelight will glow. I'm drinking with my cousin. He's drinking Merlot. I'm drinking Robitussin. It's gonna be so easy to get drunk. It's gonna be so easy, yeah, to get drunk. It's gonna be so easy to get drunk this Christmas. Much too early in the game. Ah, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Who's gonna hold you? it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe it's crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one that you chose out of a thousand invitations you receive. But in case I stand a little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Maybe it's crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one that you chose out of a thousand invitations you receive. But in case I stand a little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New
We have just heard Emily Susan Pack with Frank Lesser's song, What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? And before that, her original song, So Easy. Hillary Murray is one of us here at UPR. She does graphic arts and works as an intern during the day, but by night she performs solo or with groups in Logan. She talked to us about the range of experience and color she finds in music.
I think that, you know, human nature, we see things a lot in black and white. Like, you just decide, oh, I'm not good at that. But there's so much gray in between, and I think that that's kind of like how you evolve yourself. And so if you, I know I keep on talking in colors.
That's good. No, that's great. We can all, most of us, I know that there are some going to be some colorblind listeners out there, but most of us can relate to colors.
Yes.
So that's great. And not all of us can really understand music in the technical sense, so.
But so maybe colors yeah. is, it makes more
a
sense.
A good translation.
Yes. So yeah. One, two. One, two, three, four.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl. Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear. Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I can be just as good if you'll check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and that's really not a lot. I've been an angel all year. Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, there's one thing I really do need, a deed to a platinum mine. Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Oh, Santa cutie, fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your ex on the line. Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Well, come and trim My Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, there's one thing I really do need. A ring. I don't mean on the phone. Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney, oh, Santa baby. Santa baby. Santa baby. Santa baby. The snowman was a jolly, happy soul. He had the corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman was a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, it began to dance around. Frosty the snowman was as live as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the snowman knew the sun was hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun, yeah, before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand. Running here and there, running everywhere, singing, catch me if you can. He led him down one street of town, right to a traffic stop. And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop! Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way. And he said goodbye, and don't you cry, I'll be back again one day. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look out, Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look out, Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow.
Two familiar Christmas tunes there by Hillary Murray. First, Santa Baby, followed by Frosty the Snowman. I know, Jessica, you've been looking forward to this custom recording from Mayday Red, and they sent it to us from their base in Utah County.
Yes, yes, Mayday Red is a personal favorite. Rachel Kohler and Jeremy Hoop were introduced to me a couple of years ago, right around the time we lost the Joy Williams and John Paul White duo of Civil Wars, and extremely talented. In November, they released their first full-length original album, Let It Burn, which is now available on iTunes for anyone who's listening. They are of the indie pop epic Euro rock variety, but they added a little folk to the repertoire. Let's hear them now perform The First Noel.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night, the
continued both day and night. No well, no well, no well, no well. Born is the King, forever we'll sing. This night born is the King of Israel.
Bought this song for $7 from a man just out of jail. He's looking for some money for to leave this town. He can't tell where, but he can't hang around. Sometimes these things ain't lost, they're found. Good gosh almighty, it's about to go down. He said, I meet the good people wherever I go, and you can't judge a book like my daddy says so. Can't judge a book like my daddy says so, when they should call, are you ready to go? Good gosh almighty, ain't it time to go home? Shine, and you don't have a dollar if you don't have a dime. Don't have a dollar if you don't have a dime. And when you gotta love, you got the whole world wide. Good gosh almighty, it's about that time. And you still hear the call of the open road when you got a lover and a lovely home. When you got a lover and a lovely home, you still hear the call of the open road. Good gosh almighty, are you ready to go? Song for a dollar or two, and I bought this time, and I bought it from you. Bought this time, and I bought it from you. You got me up and down, sideways too. Got me up and down, sideways too. You got me up and down, what you wanted me to do. Got me up and down, sideways too.
That was a very rockin' First Noel by Mayday Red, followed by $7 song by Cache Valley artist Corey Castillo. He explains the song's genesis this way.
So I was in Twin Falls, Idaho with the band, and we were staying at a Motel 6, and I came out one morning, and there was a Greyhound bus there parked at the office, and a man got off the bus, and he caught my eye because he had a hammer and sickle tattooed on the back of his hand, and we got talking, and he just had gotten out from prison, and he gave him $7, and I bought this song just for talking to that man.
Wow, what a story.
You know, and if I ever make the big time, you could get it for 99 cents on iTunes, so you know, who got the better end of the deal there?
Corey brought in Jeremy Nivison, another guitarist, for the next number, and I understand that it was this evening's event that brought them together on the piece.
Yeah, the song that we're going to play Actually, he just called me 2 days ago and said, hey, do you want to do something on the radio on Thursday?
We've never played together before.
Yeah. So,
fantastic.
And I'm normally a bass player, so I thought, oh, this is a good excuse because I've been trying to play more guitar lately. So this has been a good excuse for both of us to actually get together for the first time.
Everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. Do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? Do you know what I know? Listen to
We've just heard Little Drummer Boy with Corey Castillo on acoustic guitar and Jeremy Nivison on electric guitar, followed by Todd Wilkinson, accompanied by Matthew McCleave for the Prayer for Peace, Do You Hear What I Hear? Todd Wilkinson is known to the Utah and Wyoming folk scene as an amazing guitar artist and vocalist, but he's also my dad. And I knew he would do this for us if I just asked the right way, so this is all I had to ask for Christmas. Thanks also to an outpouring of Facebook support, I was able to manipulate him onto the show today, and I want to thank him publicly. Thank you, Dad, and Merry Christmas.
Family is such an important thing at the holidays. We talked about family and music and holidays with acoustic guitarist Robert Linton, who came to play a couple of numbers for us.
Yes. Seems like everybody in my family plays an instrument.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. My younger sister is incredibly talented. She has an amazing voice, and she plays guitar.
Is that Libby Linton?
Libby Linton, yep, absolutely. And she has been doing music for quite a few years. And then my other family members, they've dabbled in music through various instruments, piano, drums, bass guitar. My dad plays a mean slide guitar, and my mom and my older sister play piano. And then my brother, he plays the drums and bass guitar. And so we all like to express ourselves through music. And there's been times where we've even been able to have our own jam sessions at home with each other.
That was my next question. So do you do this together?
Yes, yeah. Just for fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, my sister and I, we support one another quite a bit in our music endeavors, but we've always kind of gone our different paths stylistically with our performances and our music. So
when you do come together and play together, what kinds of things
you know,
do
it's,
you play?
It's completely spontaneous, however we feel in that moment. We might gather up a song that was one of our favorites growing up, or we might just improvise a brand new song, you know, if we felt so inclined. but yeah, it's all about fun. Just having a good time and playing music. I have an album that will be out the end of this month called Beyond the Clearing. It's my fifth album, but at the same time, I've really developed my style within the last three albums. And so I feel really good about what we've accomplished with this new album. I work with musicians from around the country, and we collaborate on adding other instrumentation over my guitar work, some really nice cello pieces and violin that we've layered over the guitar. And so I'm really thrilled with this new album. I think it's going to be great to share it once it's finally completed. So
great. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We've heard two numbers from Robert Linton, What Child Is This and Silent Night. We had a lot of fun and heard a lot of original and specially arranged music, and we were so pleased to have been able to share it with you.
We thank Tom Williams and Peg Arnold for the opportunity tonight. Kate and Kyle Pfeiffer, Corey Castillo, Jeremy Nivison, Jett and Riley Fessler, Emily Pack, Megan Simper, and Kramer Dahl of Hoodoo, Robert Linton, Todd Wilkinson, Matthew McCleave, Jeremy Hoop and Rachel Kohler of Mayday Red, and Hillary Murray for their time, talents, and enthusiasm for this project. And we thank technical producers Shalane Smith-Needham and Friend Weller for making this special sound so wonderful.
Thank you for joining us as we have had folks over for Christmas. Before everybody went home, we got a group together to play an original number written by Corey Castillo, featuring Corey on guitar and vocals joined by Emily Susan Pack on piano, Megan Simper on mandolin, and Kramer Dahl on bass. This is Show Me a Sign.
Sure as the moon and stars in the sky, we stop moving and we gonna die. Here's to getting up early, getting on with life, and just one try to get it right. Show me a sign. Sometimes, and everything is just like a song. Soon as you have it, it's already gone. Here's to being alive, strength to move on. Here's to those that are gone. Show me a sign. Loving someone, trying to do what's right. Here's to standing in the light. Show me a sign.
This is Utah Public Radio.
Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert.
Here we come a whistling among the leaves of green. Here we come a wandering so far.
Revelers have sung this carol of high-spirited goodwill for more than a century. How many of those carolers have wondered, like I have, what the dickens is wassail? The short answer is this, that wassail is spiced wine, drunk hot from a shared bowl. For the long answer, though, we'll have to dig into the traditions of Christmas. and into the practice of economic disparity of the Middle Ages, panhandling, and Saxon inebriation. Wassail began as a salutation. In the year 1066, a poet witnessed the Saxon people crying, "Rejoice and wassail," which meant be in good health. Inhabitants of England turned wassail and the reply drink hail into a drinking formula, and eventually the word began to refer to the drink itself. The wassail bowl was a shared container with wine or ale, cinnamon sticks, dried allspice, and ginger. On top floated oranges, crabapples, or lemons. The drink was sweetened and sometimes mixed with whipped egg or topped with curdled cream. Revelers dipped cakes and bread into the hot drink. In fact, the practice of floating toasted bread in the bowl gave rise to our use of the word toast as a drinking salutation. Craftsmen fashioned wassail bowls from wood or pewter. The very wealthy sometimes had them crafted from precious metal or carved from decorative stone. The wassail tradition in the beginning belonged just to the very wealthy. Spices were staggeringly expensive, and true wassail was brewed only in the homes of lords and ladies. But once a year, around Christmas time, the wassail became an exchange between the rich and the peasants as a form of grassroots-prompted charitable giving. As during the Roman winter festival of Saturnalia, normal social relationships at Christmas time were turned symbolically and temporarily upside down. The wealthy were expected to share their bounty with the poor, and the poor expected privileges denied to them at other times, including the right to demand food and drink. At these gatherings, bands of roving wassailers performed songs for rich families while eating their food. If you've ever noticed some light aggression in the old carols, it's because they originated with wassailers' demands, like figgy pudding, for instance. By the year 1600, the practice of wassailing had evolved. Revelers took the bowl to the streets. They roamed from house to house, offering warm drink and song, but also expecting payment and causing mischief. Wassailing was associated with rowdy bands of young men who entered homes of wealthy neighbors and demanded food and money. If the homeowner refused, his house was vandalized. Which gives us today a little different perspective on the extremes of Christmas shopping. We aren't the first ones to celebrate Christmas by beating off vicious bands of roving looters. In Victorian times, caroling came into its own, distanced from its context of alcohol consumption, panhandling, and rowdiness associated with the wassail, which is not an insignificant feat, as anyone who has tried to modify a long-held holiday tradition, no matter how dysfunctional, can testify. The practice of wassail is more or less extinct in its original incarnation, and we're left with just the high-spirited songs that commemorate the cheeky practice. This is Lael Gilbert for Bread and Butter.
Here we come a-wassail and among the leaves are green. Here we come a-wandering so fairly to be seen. Here we come a-wandering so fairly to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you I will sail to. God bless you and send you a happy new year. God send you a happy new year. We are not daily beggars that beg from door to door. The neighbor's children that you've seen before. We're the neighbor's children that you've seen before. Love and joy come to you, and to you I will sail too. God bless you and send you a happy new year. God send you a happy new year. I have a little purse, it's made of leather skin. I need a silver sixpence to line it well within. I need a silver sixpence to line it well within. Love and joy to you, and to you I will sail too. God bless you and send you a happy new year. God send you a happy new year. And then the mistress too, and all the little children around the table grew.